Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley is getting mixed reviews for his recent address to the nation. It was a speech aimed at getting the average person to understand how the taxpayers' money is being spent.
Wages taking up the largest chunk with 50%, 18% going to pay back debt, 9% going to social services, which the Prime Minister boasted was still better than most Commonwealth nations, and 10% going to infrastructure, 13% for everything else.
Countries that have this same kind of profile, that are forced to roll themselves back to what the money could afford. If you don't service here, you are into default.
That's a reference to debt.
And the IMF comes in just before them as your lender of last resort. There are two CARICOM territories now that are under IMF supervision because they have problems here.
And that's a reference to wages and salaries, with Barbados being clearly one of those two countries.
Those same countries, one of them, in dealing with this payment here, had to cut here.
PSA President and THA Minority Leader Watson Duke issued a video statement condemning the Prime Minister for seemingly chastising the public service.
It was definitely calculated to put public officers in a position where they will not demand anything more from the government but stability. We are saying we are minding our business and we want what is ours. Our salaries have been reduced, our lives have been made harder, and definitely as we look into the future, it looks bleak and there is no hope.
Opposition leader Kamala Prasad Bisesa has also been critical of the Prime Minister.
He said that last government, which is the one I led, gave tax concessions to the energy companies. And that is why their revenue fell so badly. One of the reasons why. Listen, if we did not give those tax concessions, the bountiful reaping now that is taking place with natural gas production would not have happened. In fact, it is because the previous government, and I don't want to go back to blame, but there was nothing in place to increase production of natural gas. And this is what we did with Juniper and Truck and the other ones, that we put the concessions. And because of that, we are reaping the benefit of that groundwork that was laid then. What does the Prime Minister have then as a plan to tell the country how his government is going to increase production? Because, you know, the production has started to fall again. You say price shocks and output shocks. Those are the two things that affect our revenues. The price shock is when the price drops, revenue drops. And the output shock is when the production drops. Again, you have less to sell and therefore less revenue to earn. So what is the Prime Minister doing and his government to increase our revenues? Whether it be from the hydrocarbon sector or whether it be from any other sector, the Prime Minister has failed to share any plans to diversify the economy, knowing and bearing in mind that the hydrocarbon sector is in a position where you get the output shocks and the price shocks, and we are always in a seesaw. Always in a seesaw.
But the CEO of the Trinidad and Tobago Manufacturers Association, Gabriel Farrier, hasn't been as critical of Prime Minister Rowley's comments.
Before I can make a formal statement, I would really like to have a discussion with our technical team to clarify that the data is that's presented was accurate, because we're getting such a range of feedback. What I can say is, as a citizen of Trinidad and Tobago, I feel more informed. Mm-hmm. And I think what I would hope that we'll be seeing is a much stronger plan as to how we move forward. I do believe that based on the feedback from the multilateral institutions, that there is a positive, there's an improvement in the economy. However, I will say that in talking to many of the businesses, I don't think it's filtered down where we can say, yes, we have turned around. Business needs consumers. Consumers, for someone to consume, they have to be employed. So while we recognize that some businesses have to reinvent themselves, we recognize that the job losses that occurred in PetroTrend, we recognize that's going to have an impact. But we recognize there's also opportunity for those people to go back into business.
Gabriel Farrier of the Trinidad and Tobago Manufacturers Association, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.